In the past 3 weeks, police have arrested more than 2,000 people across the United States who are protesting the war in Gaza, many of them students who have set up encampments on college campuses. And while some universities have tried to break up the encampments by bringing in the police, protesters say they're exercising their constitutionally protected right to free speech. But what protections does the First Amendment actually provide, and when do they apply? To help us answer those questions, let's bring in Margaret M. Russell. She's Associate Professor of Law at Santa Clara University and previously served as chair of ACLU Northern California's Legal Committee. And welcome back, Professor Russell. Great to have you.
Thank you very much.
So many know that the First Amendment protects freedom of speech, but can you explain what exactly that means in this context? What protections does the First Amendment offer these protesters?
So the First Amendment in this context would apply to public university campuses rather than private. But when the university calls in the police, then of course they are government actors and the First Amendment applies. But on the private university campuses, there are separate issues of how much control the private universities have over the protests. They generally have more control than on public university campuses.
Interesting. So the First Amendment doesn't automatically apply to private schools, but we're hearing a lot about the idea that it does anyway. I mean, are there any circumstances under which First Amendment protections kick in for protesters on private college campuses?
In a couple of ways. First, in California and in other places that have state law protections, in California, there actually are parallel protections that are very much like the First Amendment. Second, on private university campuses that receive federal funds, there is a condition that the campuses be free of discriminatory harassment and discrimination. And so that has come into play as well.
Right. And what about the encampments themselves? I've seen some of them around the greater Boston area on some of these college campuses. And for people who haven't seen them, students are setting up tents. They're sort of doing makeshift lean-tos with signs, sometimes clogging up the campus quad. Are these encampments protected under the First Amendment?
Generally speaking, no. And that is because if they are blocking egress and ingress, and if the university sees, you know, public health and safety problems, that is enough. I think the important issue is how does each university administration handle it? Do they call the police in and perhaps exacerbate confrontation? Do they try to adopt ameliorative steps and negotiate?
Right. So we've been talking in the abstract a little bit, but based on what you've seen, what you've heard about, how are universities behaving and responding to these protests? Have some of them violated the First Amendment in your view?
Based on the allegations and what I've seen, that's, I think, quite likely true. That will remain to be seen. But what's troubling, I think, is what appears to be the use sometimes of excessive force when there are peaceful protesters who will not move. The First Amendment is paramount, and protest can be messy and chaotic, but still protected under the Constitution.
Right, okay. And as protests on campuses have intensified, Professor, we've also heard a lot about Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Mm-hmm. What's important to know about that?
Well, this is very important because any university, including private, that receives federal funds does have a legal guarantee to ensure an environment that is free of discrimination, discriminatory harassment. And the occurrences on some of these campuses that become very contentious and may involve slurs or insults, students complain that they feel intimidated from pursuing their education.
Interesting. Now, before we let you go, what are some key things that students listening to this who are thinking about getting involved in protests, what should they be thinking about?
Well, I often remind students who don't have the benefit of having lived through the anti-apartheid and anti-war protests, as others of us have, is really to read up on their rights under the Constitution, but also the meaning of civil disobedience. I see situations in which protesters in the past would have been prepared to be arrested because they are knowingly, morally, ethically violating a law. And that is very powerful. It can be very powerful if it's peaceful and if the message is clear. So I would encourage protesters really to think hard about what their goal is. What is your message? What is your goal? What's the impact? And rather than getting into these very distressing, violent altercations, which may not be their fault, to stay focused and take a message from earlier nonviolent protesters.
All right. Well, that sounds like important advice. That's Margaret M. Russell. She's Associate Professor of Law at Santa Clara University, talking about First Amendment rights in the context of campus protests. Margaret Russell, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.